Yeah, so just a couple, just over a week ago, as restaurants started needing to close down due to the response here in Cape Town, Iming, who runs a farm here, noticed that some of her restaurant clients were closing down, and also at the same time, schools were closing down, and a large number of children in South Africa rely on the feeding programs that are distributed from schools. And she had the idea of redirecting this food that the farms still need to harvest directly into the communities.
So, how many kids are normally fed through these programs at schools? Are we particularly talking about the Western Cape here?
Across the Western Cape, more than 76,000 children count on getting a meal at school.
Shoo, so these kids are would be without that meal now in this time.
And as well, now that we're currently under lockdown for 21 days, food insecurity has greatly increased because many South Africans that live, on a daily income, kind of hand to mouth, are now also struggling with food insecurity. So the need, just since we've launched 10 days ago, has drastically increased.
How does it work? How do you get the food to them?
So we partner with small-scale farmers, taking a food livelihood approach, and they then we through donor funding, we purchase veg from the farms directly, and they deliver to community organizations in the townships and the communities most affected by food insecurity.
Are you working with any of the big charities for this?
So we are financially managed by Oxfam South Africa. So they were very generous to come on board and help us get going as quickly as possible. So obviously, this just started as an idea, and we wanted to make sure that we were taking in donations and managing everything as properly and transparently as possible. So they've come on board to manage the financial side of things for us.
So this is early days yet, but what is the response from South Africans?
So the response has been amazing. We've had over 3,000 bags donated, and we're quickly working to get those distributed. We'll be kind of tapering it over the next few weeks because this lockdown is likely to be extended, and we just want to be prepared to support as many organizations and farmers in a sustainable way over this time.
And are there many farmers who said, yes, I want to be part of this?
So we're working with about 8 different farmers, and as well as some of those are groups of farmers that bring their veg into one collective to then be purchased, which we are one of their customers, supporting them during this time.
So what package would a family get?
So every harvest bag is 6 types of vegetables that they receive. And we've also been able to partner with different local organizations to kind of subsidize that and get some other products or even cooked food items in there as well. And occasionally, some of our partners can swap out a vegetable for 6 eggs or something like that. So they're all going to vary based on what is, freshly harvested and what's available. But we're trying to get out a good package to support families as well. And one of the great things about the food parcels is a lot of the feeding schemes that we're partnering with usually cook a meal, and this is enabling them to limit their risk and limit their contact with their beneficiaries during this time by instead delivering a food parcel. And this also supports the families in their agency to decide for themselves what they do with the veg, how they want to prepare it. Maybe they want to distribute it amongst their family network. So it's really up to the recipients to decide how they utilize it and what the veg becomes for them.
Wow, that's such an amazing idea, and it's such a nice community idea. You were particularly talking about the Western Cape. Can this be expanded to the rest of the country?
Yeah, absolutely. We've gotten inquiries from a few different cities, as well as different provinces across the country, and it's a simple model, and we're definitely open to connecting with other groups of small scale farmers and replicating the model in other areas. We basically would connect farmers to a organization close to them, and this can definitely be done on a larger scale in other cities.
So we've got one of the farmers in the Western Cape. She's in Hout Bay, Iming Lin, with us. Iming, just tell us how this works for you.
So I'm actually one of the co-founders, but I'm not actually a farmer feeding into the program. We normally specialize in products for high-end restaurants. So a lot of our crops aren't things that are helpful or useful in the average household, let alone a lot of the township households. But I've been speaking to a number of the farmers who are supplying us, and I have a similar customer base in terms of restaurants, and I know that for many of the farms that we've lost all of the customers. So obviously, somebody who can connect the farmers to a market, and for many of the farmers for a mar to a market that's in their direct neighborhood, so their own community, is necessary financially, but also I think quite rewarding socially as well.
Sure, and has there been a large response from farmers who want to do what you are doing?
There are definitely a lot of farmers who are needing a market. There are the ones with a bit more capacity have been able to fulfill the increase in demand of suburban at-home delivery boxes, but a lot of the ones who don't have those facilities or capabilities have been left in limbo. And so what Foodflow does is really give them a very good market to be able to sell into.
So this would still be selling. This would not be donating.
Exactly. So the one of the key sort of tenets of Foodflow is that we're not just trying to solve food aid, but actually to sustain food livelihoods. So quite a few of the other donation-based programs, which are really fantastic, it's donated food from larger corporates or from other organizations, and then that food is just delivered into the townships or to people who need the food, which is great, and it solves obviously some of the food need for people. But the other half of our concern is that there's this whole network of small businesses and people who were making their living growing and producing and harvesting food in various ways. And so just answering the need for food is only half of the solute problem. The other part is that there are these small businesses that need to keep selling food in order to survive as business people and as farmers.
Apart from the food aid part, this is sort of a business adapting to this new environment and practices that we might take forward after this period.
Yeah, we're really hoping it is so. We do hope that, some of these farmers are linked to customers that they could keep supplying. That perhaps it is something that, either private donors or larger corporate might say, okay, this is a good part of our corporate social responsibility program, where we actually purchase food from farmers in communities, and they can then, distribute it to people in need. So we do hope that there is something long term that can come out of this, and there is quite a bit of conversation happening, certainly around Cape Town, about how does this force us to rethink the local food scene. But right now, a lot of our focus really is also on the short term, and how do we translate donor interest in supporting getting food out immediately.
So if there isn't this market for these farmers to sell their goods, what would happen to it? Would it just rot on the land?
I think in many cases it would. In some cases, of course, if it's a crop like peppers, the plant is still producing it, and so if they don't have anywhere to sell it to, I don't know if they would end up donating the food otherwise, but they obviously wouldn't be having an income, and obviously they probably wouldn't be growing new food as well. And that ends up actually hurting people as well, obviously, because there's not as much food going to people who need it if they did adjust, what they're planting and
Is this distribution process, both for you, Ashley, and for you, Eming, is it more difficult with the fact that people are not actually supposed to move around?
Yeah, so luckily, food suppliers and farmers are considered an essential service, but we're only 3 days into our lockdown, and everyone is just kind of figuring out the rules and understanding how the systems and the supply chains are going to work. So our first delivery since lockdown will be happening this Wednesday and Thursday, and we're really hoping that everything goes smoothly and that all our farmers and all our community organizations are able to get the food out to the people that really need it. So we're taking things day by day, and luckily partnering with the Western Cape government, and looking forward to being able to deliver effectively.
I'm so happy to hear that there is this and we're becoming adaptable. And I think that's what South Africans are known for. You know, we're known to make a plan.
I think we've often seen both in our local community where we're based, but also in South Africa as a whole, that every time there's a challenge, every time there's a crisis in a community, people really rally and they're very creative and innovative in creating positive social impact solutions and getting things rolling as quickly as possible for the betterment of their neighbors and their communities. So I think we're feeling quite fortunate in this time to have something positive to be focusing our energy on and doing our little piece of the pie during a time that obviously is a lot to take in.
So for people who hear about this the first time, they might be, how do they access it? If for businesses who want to part, you know, to partner with you, or for anybody interested in this, how do they get the right information?
So our website is foodflowza.com, and we're on social media at foodflowza. And you can also contact us by email through those channels, and we're happy to have a conversation and see if we can get this support to as many people as possible.
Well, Ashley Newell and Eming Lin, thank you so much for speaking to us, and good luck. I hope your venture grows, and you know, this is such a wonderful way of dealing with what is really a crisis in our country.